Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
Ah, we are here. And first of all, you'll notice that Mike is not here because... He's in Baltimore too, isn't he, for the game, Josh? He was there last night, and
that or he's in Boston and their game still hasn't started.
That could be. I am joined by today not just Josh, our producer, but of course my son, Robert W. Spiewak III. Buddy, how are you?
I'm doing good. Tired.
Are you well rested?
Yeah, I came a little late.
Yeah, yeah. Let's start with this opening topic. Bruh. Dude, you sent me a text last night specifically. I wasn't going to pressure you, but you sent me a text last night that specifically said you're going to be here ready for a 9 o'clock start. And you were not. What happened? Right.
Well, basically, I was so excited that I woke up so much earlier than anticipated.
What time did you actually wake up?
Like 6:30. Because I was
without an alarm?
Yeah, without an alarm, because okay. I was so pumped to be on the Mike O'Mara Show today. And I was like, you know what? I got a little bit of time. I'm going to try to go back to sleep because I got class later, you know, get some more rest.
Right.
Didn't set an alarm, then woke up at
you
like
mean,
9:30.
But that means you had to turn off your alarm because
oh, yeah.
It was set for 8.
Well, because I wasn't
so essentially
I wasn't
going to
wake up at
8. You got up to turn off your alarm?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I don't know about this. I'm not buying it.
I'm really excited to do the show. Let's turn off the alarm.
Yeah. Well, because I was so pumped. I thought like adrenaline was going to wake me up on time.
How did that plan work?
Well, I'm here.
Well, yeah.
The 9 phone calls didn't do it.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. How many missed calls from me this morning?
I want to check, but I want to say it was close to 20. Let me check real quick.
Well, we don't get to do our opening bit of leaving you a disgusted voicemail for being late, but yeah. I want to set the scene. This is my son, Robert. I did not say it earlier this week. On Monday, Robert turned 22. He is, by all counts, a man, and I'm very proud of him.
Thank you.
I never thought when you were just a little guy that you would be, by your own choice, well, I think so now. I know you tried to ghost me with the late arrival, but by your own choice, co-hosting a radio show with me. And I've never pushed you in the direction of show business, if that's what this can be called, but you kind of dig what I do now. You never used to care. And
yeah.
I love that you're here. So thank you for your time and putting me in your top, what, 6 priorities this morning.
Yeah. Top 6, I'd say.
Now, I think in exchange for Robert agreeing to doing this, Rob, you need to go.
Oh, well, let's go back.
Golf.
Yeah.
You got to go play golf.
No, I don't have to play golf.
Yeah, that would be so fun.
Okay, we will. But people don't know that Robert has he doesn't play a lot of golf at WVU, and he's joining us from Morgantown, West Virginia, birthplace of Barney Fife.
Yeah, I didn't know they had internet in West Virginia.
Well, it comes in on a pipe, but it's a literal pipe.
From West Virginia.
Yeah, but he's joining us from WVU. You don't do a lot of golfing up there, do you?
I do as much as I can, but my schedule's obviously like way different than it was in the summer because I'm in class at I have a really weird schedule this semester. Like the earliest I have class is at 1, but then I'm
I know
in
the
class.
Other weird thing about your schedule is you say you're going to be somewhere at 8:45, and then you show up at 9:30. So it's all catch as catch can.
Surprising, I haven't missed any classes this semester, so we're all good.
As a dad, you know what? I'll put up with a late arrival to a radio show if it means you're going to all your classes. Now, if you're playing golf up in WVU, do you have anyone's backyard that you can sneak onto a course from?
No, not like at home, but...
Do you want to discuss this little hack that you found out?
I don't know if I do. I might want to gatekeep it.
No, I think you don't have to say any names. You don't even name the course, but you just say what goes on.
My buddy, or like one of my best friends from home, he lives at the golf course nearby. It's really like he lives right on it.
Golf course adjacent, really. Yeah.
Yeah. So if we go there in the summertime at around like 5:36 while there's still sunlight. We can play like 3 or 4 holes for free because he lives behind hole 3. So, and they stop doing the carts at, I think, 4:30 or 5. So, like, by the time we get out there, nobody's on hole 3, you know?
So, he just goes out and plays. I think it's great.
A couple holes for fun.
So, it's not legal, but it's fun.
We did a scramble for my birthday this week. My roommate from last year graduated, came down, and then two of my friends from Leesburg came, which were cool.
How'd you shoot?
We played good. It was a scramble and it went down to the wire. So we did stroke play, and it was 84-83, and we lost by one stroke. So
you came in second. I think that's
all right. Yeah.
You know, Robert, it's again very exciting for me to have you on with me, but you know, it's not the first time we've done a show together. And
yeah.
I'd like to play, this is a historic tape. This actually goes back about 20 years. And I hope we can pull off this show to sound as good as we did 20 years ago.
Hello!
Okay, don't hold it so close to your mouth.
Hey. Hello.
What's your name?
Robert. You plug your headphones in.
We have to plug in our headphones?
Yeah.
Do you want to wear them?
Oh, yeah.
What's your name?
Robert.
Robert what?
Robert me. Hello.
Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I like Batman.
We're doing a tape for the radio station, right?
No.
Do I have your permission to put your voice on the air?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you excited to be here?
No.
Okay, sit down.
I'm getting tired.
You're getting tired? We haven't even started. You ready to say bye-bye?
Is it done?
Yes, we're done.
Bye-bye.
Hold it. You have to do your sign-off.
Oh, I'm Whopper P-Wack. Signing off.
Good job, buddy. I love you.
I love you.
You got a kiss for me? Mwah. Do you want to do this again next year?
No.
And he did not. He did not do it next year. We had to wait nearly 20 years for him to do it again.
Well, yeah. Didn't you used to drag your kids in for the March Madness picks?
That was actually, that's the beginning and the end of Robert's picks for the NCAA. And no, we could never drag them in because... You know, to do a 20-minute segment, a 3-hour session.
Yeah, I meant the recording.
Yeah, so there's miles and miles of tape of him.
I didn't mean you brought him into the station. Just
no.
You used him every year for that.
Yeah,
right?
We did. I was instructed to, and it's funny if you listen back to the raw tape of that. Robert very very upset if he didn't get to wear headphones. He was very very particular back in the day. So that's but anyway.
I like being able to hear myself. I don't know.
Your voice has changed a little bit. I think your voice is higher somehow.
Robert P-Wack.
Robert P-Wack.
That's me.
Before we get to Robert and what's going on in the world of college, Josh, all I can say is I'm sorry. I got the text. There's a group text from Mike that offered sympathy for the Orioles' loss last night, and I couldn't even think of anything appropriate to tack onto it because I would look insincere or trying to understand baseball or something like that. I just felt for you.
I was glad I stayed home yesterday and opted to watch game 2 on television.
Yeah,
planned that kind of ahead of time.
Robert should know that you know, Josh is a Florida resident, but he literally flew home for the wild card games. And he attended game 1, which was not a win, and stayed home for game 2. So what was the mood in that? Were you watching it alone in the house?
No, it was with my dad.
Okay, so your dad was there with you.
Even when I'm in Florida and I watch the Orioles or Ravens, it's constant texts with my dad and brother.
Okay.
So watching together is nice.
Okay.
So that was good. And game 1 was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun going to the game and the playoff atmosphere and all of that. So I opted to avoid game 2 because I've had enough pain caused by the Orioles.
When is the last time they've advanced to the playoffs?
Well, I'll get to
that. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm reading ahead, Robert.
They've gotten to the playoffs. This is the first time since the mid-90s that they've gotten to the playoffs 2 years in a row.
Wow. Now the problem Robert was born.
Now the problem is last year I also flew up for the playoffs. I also went to 2 games. I also watched 2 losses and went home with 2 losses.
You might not be.
It's really depressing.
Well, you might not be the lucky charm they need at this point.
And here's the problem: is I've seen one playoff win that I can remember in person in my life as an Orioles fan. The Orioles had 10 years ago had a good stretch where they were in the playoffs every other year, and they lost a lot to the point that yesterday's loss was the 10th postseason loss in a row for the Orioles.
Ouch!
So they
not just, a good stat.
No, they get me excited every year. They get me into it all season. I believe in them. I believe in them, and then they fall apart. So
this is from the Mike O'Mara handbook. They hit you because they love you, Josh.
Right. Exactly.
Now this might be a scab picking question, but I'm so not into baseball. I feel I need to ask it. When is the last time they made it to the World Series?
1983.
83 during the Reagan administration.
Yeah, I was 3 years old.
That's cute. So, your hair was still the same, wasn't it? Back then?
Yes. Yeah.
Now, were they winning? Did they win the series that year?
Yeah, they did.
Okay, great.
They won it that year.
World championship. And
but 3 years old, I don't count as in my lifetime.
You didn't go to the game?
No. Was not at the game. So
no beer for you, for baby Josh.
Right.
At the game. A little crab cake for the child.
It's I care about the Orioles too much, and it's too much ingrained into my family structure with my dad and my brother that it's hard for people on the outside to understand, but it then leads to these postseason matches where we have a whole bunch of anxiety and then they fall apart. So
I know that a game one that you attended was a relatively low scoring affair. It was 1-0, wasn't it?
It was 1-0.
So you were never out of it when you were at the game. It was tight the whole time, right?
Yeah, and that's how yesterday was too. Is yesterday was 2-1. So it was
when you're watching your dad with the game, are you loudmouthed fans when you're home? Are you quiet? How do you do it? Do you yell at the TV? Is anything ever thrown? Would a child leave the room like in the Mike O'Mara household?
I think we are a little bit more mature and not throw in anything or anything because we are at my aunt's house. So it's not our TV. It's not our stuff. It's not our furniture. But it's tense and we're irritated and complaining. But
you don't take it out on each other.
No.
Good. That's a healthy thing. That's good.
Yeah. That's good.
We can argue about other things. Generally, we're on the same page with the Orioles.
Good. I just didn't want to see the Mike O'Mara template in your
house. No. Yeah. We are good. This is the moment where I then hate the Orioles for a few weeks.
Right.
And at least until the World Series is over, then I'll get excited for baseball again.
One last baseball question. Now moving on, do you root for the Royals or do you root for the hated Yankees? Because the Royals are the ones that just took you out. Who is the team you got to root for? Or are you more at this point a rooting against guy?
All right. As a baseball fan, at this point, I would root for the Detroit Tigers.
Okay. But I'm talking about, the next series, is it not the Yankees and the Royals?
And the Royals. Yeah. Yeah.
So you're just not even going to pay attention.
Can't root for the Yankees.
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
If this plays out like last year, I will not watch a single baseball game for the rest of the year. And I will not be able to sit down and watch anything. It has ruined it for me.
What if you watched like Field of Dreams? Would it help? Would it hurt?
It would probably help.
Okay. Maybe live that.
It would probably help.
But I will let you be the,
I will be ready for baseball again when we are in Las Vegas.
Okay, good. Now we are rooting for the Tigers, though. You can be the Grand Pompadours here.
I will root for the Tigers.
Okay.
Over anyone else.
You got that, Robert? Screw the Mets. We're voting for the Tigers.
That's what I was going to say. I've been forced into being a Mets fan this postseason because I think it was the doubleheader against – I'm blanking. I don't know. I walked in bottom of the ninth.
From Monday? The doubleheader from Monday?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that wasn't on Monday, was it?
Well, if it was recent, then we had to be the double.
If it was recent, it was Monday where they played the Braves for two games.
Yeah.
Oh, and they had to split to get both advance. Right.
Both advance, and they
Game two, I walk right into my friend's apartment to play some poker. As soon as Lindor's up to bat, dinger right away. Walk off. Well, that was awesome.
No, that's a good time to get in because that's kind of the unofficial start of postseason right there with the extra.
Yeah, game. And that was a big game too because there was so much on the line.
Were you on time for the poker game?
I was on time and that's cleaned house. I had
You know what? You know how to make your father proud.
Because I placed a bet in January like I do every year. And I placed a bet that the World Series this year would be the Baltimore Orioles and the Atlanta Braves. Both teams got knocked out yesterday.
Big day for you then. Yes. Yeah. He also got his house cleaned, Robert, just not by you. So, okay. And by the way, the Mets, do you know what the name is short for?
No, I don't.
The New York Metropolitans.
Oh, yeah, I did know that. I don't know why I just lied.
Well, because your father lives and breathes baseball. That's why.
Yeah.
So, Josh, you are still in Glen Burnie.
I am.
Which was my old DJ name. You're coming home tonight?
I'm coming home tonight. I'm going to wander around BWI for hours and eventually get home.
Now, the wandering around, is that because you just have no sense of direction or do you just have time to kill?
Well, it's because I'm flying Frontier and their little terminal is the worst terminal out there.
Oh, no.
So I have to wander into other terminals to entertain myself.
I see. Now, I saw you were doing some research. Will you be taking in a spa day while you're at
I could not
Thurgood Marshall, Baltimore, Washington International Airport?
I did not see a spa at BWI. I saw a gym.
Okay.
A walk-in or run-in track. And I saw minute rooms or something. It's like hotel rooms that you rent by 30-minute blocks.
Bunch of airport staples.
So, yeah, I don't think the minute room is is savory sounding. I would avoid that.
I'll be at the Silver Diner.
Oh, the food is great. The food, get the bruschetta. Yeah. I think if you wanted to save money by going to a gym but not having to pay for it, does BWI have those moving sidewalks?
I'm sure they do.
Well, if they do, get on it backwards and jog. And you'll stay exactly in the same place, and you don't have to pay for a gym.
Sprint everywhere in the airport.
All right.
That'll look good. That won't look suspicious. So you'll get that's what, a 2-hour flight?
Yeah, it's a 2-hour flight. Now, when I arrived here, I sat on the tarmac for 45 minutes waiting for a gate. So that turned that 2-hour flight into a 3-hour flight.
I think that Frontier might be sort of like the stepchild of the airline industry. They're not getting
a lot
of
priority. You get what you pay for. But guess what I did? I bought their fly all the time pass so that I could have come back for every level of the Orioles this year.
Wow, that's terrific.
So that I could come back next week for the division series, the week after for the championship series, and the week after that for the World Series.
Well, is there anything that you can come back for? Is there like a thanks to the fans parade or anything?
I will
down on back. Utah Street.
No, I will be using my Frontier.
Thanks for coming down, Josh. Parade.
Right. No, since I've already paid for it, hopefully it gets me to Vegas.
Now they do have a lot of Vegas departures.
They do. They have a lot of Vegas flights, so I should be using it for Vegas and getting my money's worth out of it for that.
So the last time I flew Frontier, and forgive me if I've told you this before, they had a thing where, to make it more social, to make it more fun, I guess this is how they separate themselves from, say, Spirit Air. They make it more fun because in the middle, where there's an exit row for the door to the to get out if after it ultimately crashes, they had seats facing each other. Almost like on a train when you have like a table in front of you.
Right. They put
sounds
a table
awkward.
In there.
What's that?
Sounds awkward.
Is it awkward?
There a table? I don't remember. I think there might have been. Yeah.
See, if I went with friends, that'd be great.
Well, that's what Mike and I thought. Because we got on and it was a cattle call seating. And we said, This is fun. This is different. And we had been drinking a lot. Because I used to drink a lot, Robert. I don't know if you know this, but when we were flying, I had a lot of bourbon, and I said, this would be fun to sit in the backward seats, because then we say we've done it. So Mike said...
But I don't like riding backwards in a train. So now I'm thinking through the process of the airplane tipping up for takeoff and landing.
You see, you're getting ahead of me. Okay. Because as I, but you see, at the time, it seemed like the best idea in the world. It was like we were finding a vaccine. It was right. So smart to sit backwards. So we sat down backwards and we buckled in and the plane went out. And I said, this is kind of funny. We're going backwards. This is not like normal. And then it occurred to me that when you, the plane is at its most dynamic, its most powerful, its fastest on takeoff. And what's great about that is in a forward-facing seat, the takeoff pushes you back into your seat. It couldn't be more natural. It's science, right? So we start to take off, and we realize, and Mike and I, not petite guys, there's a lot of that science working against us, pushing us out. And the only thing holding us into the seat is the seat belt.
Just like.
Yeah, right. It was not good. It was not comfortable.
And you're like some astronauts.
Yeah, and I think during takeoff, looking over at Mike and just saying, bad idea, bad idea, bad idea. But I don't think Frontier offers that anymore.
No, I did not notice the backward seats. I did notice the seats have gotten smaller and the people have gotten larger.
Well, you are not a large, but you're tall, but you're not wide.
No, I have a legroom problem.
Yeah.
Is what I have when flying. And it looks, as of now, the flight I'm on tonight is like not even half full. So I might be okay.
That's nice.
Yeah.
But on the way here, the flight was about half full on the app. And then when I got on it, it was completely full because they like canceled a flight and combined them or something.
Yeah. I think what Frontier does is like out in Los Angeles, if they don't have a lot of people for the flight, they stand out in front of a theater and hand out tickets like it's to a TV show. Hey, you want to go on an airplane? Hey, you want to go on an airplane? That's how.
Yeah, I thought it was worse than that. I thought if they don't fill up the flight, they just say it's broken. So they have to move you to the next one.
I'm sure they've used all those tricks. Now, Robert is tall, too, so he's going to have trouble on an airplane. Josh, you are 6'4"?
I am.
And Robert, you are?
I'm 6'5".
Yeah, so in Vegas, we should probably have a fight between you two, because you're sorry, especially with your hair, Josh, you're probably about the same height.
Oh, me and Josh should take a private jet so we have plenty of leg room to Vegas.
Well, I tell you what, you help yourself. I won't stand in the way.
Right. Does the Frontier Go Wallet Pass work for that?
I think you get a few cents off of if on that deal. So, Robert, you are at WVU. This is your senior year.
Yep.
Provided we get that English class over Christmas, you walk next spring, right?
Yeah. Worst case scenario, like this is like literally.
Worst case scenario is you get your doctorate and we still have to pay.
No, worst case scenario, I graduate in May, but I'll have to take one class in the summer.
Okay.
But I'll still walk on time. Yeah.
Oh,
graduate.
That's great. Well, we're very proud of you. I know you had a stumbling start at WVU, but your grades are strong right now.
It was a good learning experience, very expensive one, but you know,
I can agree with everything you just said.
Don't I have a picture of that stumbling start?
Yeah, you do, as a matter of fact. This is Robert showing school spirit. I wanted to ask you, Robert, apparently is this at the home opener?
Yes, that was against Penn State, I believe.
It is a very enthusiastic football school, Josh. And this is Robert at the pregame, the tailgate experience, which I have done, and so is your mom. I will never let your mom go back for a tailgate experience.
Oh, I won't either.
Ever. Just so you know, she ended up smearing nacho cheese on the guy in front of her at the game. Mom was, she loved that hard tea and she could drink it so fast. But this was a big deal. This was the national college game on NBC, I believe, that day. So
the
they
big
had bands.
Fox.
Fox.
Big Ten, whatever it was. Big Noon kickoff.
But it was huge. They had a rock band and all the national coverage out there. And Robert sent me that picture of himself looking angry. I don't know why he was angry. They hadn't lost the game yet. But you had a Borg. I love it.
Yeah.
That's an angry face.
Don't you think?
I don't know. It's a face full of emotion.
It is. I think it's an FU Penn State face.
I don't know. I prefer more the face of the guy in the background.
You want to give him a shout, Robert?
Yeah, Awesome Jay. That was my roommate last two years.
I think he found the tea.
He might have. So, Robert, you have a plastic jug with you. Now, we've discussed the Borg in the past. And the Borg, it stands for something R gallon. I don't know, but it's you basically make yourself. In our day, it was called jungle juice, just a mixture of fruit juices and rum, maybe.
Yeah,
and you carry your own Borg.
It's like a big personal like jumble or a jungle juice.
Do you decorate your Borg? Because people, I've seen them.
I personally don't, but I see tons of people on TikTok doing it. I only reason I'll like bring a Borg to like a tailgate, for example, is that one in particular was so hot that day, and it's not like I didn't have a cooler or anything, so I didn't want to just like carry around beer. Well,
that's what you want. It's all warm. You want a nice strong rum punch when it's hot outside. By the way, I found out what it's
for. It's that yeah. that state. What is it?
Blackout rage gallon.
Yeah. and there's no way that plastic gallon jug is staying cool.
No, not at all. At all.
Yeah, that okay. Yeah, I guess you're right. But it's in my eyes, it's easier to drink that like at a tailgate than cracking open like 12 beers and letting them
out
sit. But I don't have a cooler like that. Yeah, and then someone's gonna take one of my beers. I just know how it's gonna be. And
yeah, people stole my Budweisers when I went there. Okay. I saw it
happen. The Borg is not a shared experience. You don't pass it around.
No. Not really. Yeah, no.
That's how you get the creeping crud. You don't want that.
Yeah.
What is your Borg recipe? I see some of them have Pedialyte.
I have a good one. So you pour
segment.
I think it's tasty, but so all right. You get
here's cooking with Robert. What is the best Borg recipe?
So I like to get the like a 1 gallon water, and then I dump out half the water. And
well,
then
that's 60 cents you've lost.
Yeah. So and then you go to like your liquor store and you get a fifth. I like to go with whipped cream Burnett's because it's very cheap.
Oh, Burnett's vodka whipped cream flavor.
Then you pour the whole thing in the gallon jug, and you put some Mio in there like that.
That's a powdered drink mix.
Yeah, it's like it's not powdered. I don't really know how to describe
can't
it.
You,
like
you
water
at least
flavoring.
Can't you at least right. use liquid IV?
Yeah, put some liquid IV in there. Yeah.
I could, but I don't have any liquid IV. I need
I'll
stock
set you up
when
my
I get
friend.
Home.
I'll
yeah.
set you up, my friend. And so it's Mio and vanilla. I'm sorry, marshmallow vodka and some water.
Yep. Yeah,
that is the most disappointing recipe I've ever.
No. The Mio has to be orange flavored though, and it tastes like a whipped cream circle. That's the whole like point of it.
Are you sure you're 22?
Yeah,
that's like something a 14-year-old would break into
a
liquor cabinet.
I'm tailgating. It's my senior year. I'm just trying to get drunk and have fun at the football game.
Yes.
So
take out the vodka, and it's what my two fifth graders drink.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like you've made a Capri Sun. You've made a hard Capri Sun.
Right.
So that was the first game of the year, the home opener, and spirits were high. It was exciting. It was a great day to be a WVU fan. You hadn't beaten Penn State in like forever, another dynamic football school, and they destroyed WVU. So what is the mood like now on campus? Keep in mind, Josh, a lot of people go to this school just for the football program.
Oh, I'm familiar. Growing up in Maryland, there's
plenty of people
go over there.
So they love the football. How's the mood in town right now, Robert?
So after this week, it's pretty decent, but after that game was the start of it. Just completely, like, I can't think of the word, just dropping. Like, I was so
decimated. It was destroyed. Yeah.
Yeah. It was so high at the beginning of the season. Like, in my 4 years here, this was definitely the most anticipated season of WVU football. I mean, we have the big, big game week one. Then, like, week two or three, we're playing Pitt in the Backyard Brawl, which is like our big rival.
Traditional game, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, we just get destroyed in the Penn State game. We look good for a minute, but then we fumbled, and then they fumbled. We got the ball back and then immediately fumbled first play. So just two turnovers within,
you know,
like 30 seconds.
Josh, a lot of times kids say a minute, meaning like a length of time, but they really did look good for a minute. That's 60 seconds, 60 ticks on the clock. So I called Robert after that game, and is it hard to stay enthusiastic when you're surrounded by so many people that are Debbie Downers about the team?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, because I was just talking about it with, I was just talking about it with my friends, like, because I'm still like an NFL over college football person, which is a hot take with my friend group.
Yeah.
But
is it when though?
No, it really is, because okay. like my roommate's the scout for W football, and then like we're just all really invested into it. And then even going here too, so it's like a little bit of a hot take, but like when we lost that game, that was worse than any Commanders loss I've ever experienced. Well,
we're used to the Commanders losing, except this year.
Yeah.
I knew that you were down in the mouth because I was watching the game for a while, Josh, and I called him. I said, hey, this is after the game. I called him. I didn't want to bother him during, and he wouldn't have answered anyway. And he said, hey, why do the players all touch that rock when they go into the stadium? And he just said, I don't know.
Oh, it's isn't it a piece of coal?
It is. Yeah, it's a piece of West Virginia coal. Yes. But it wasn't it wasn't top of mind for you at that point.
Was that a pun intended or
no, not at all. I'm just
top of mind.
Did you wear your hat? You know, I invested. I got him a hillbilly hat.
No, I didn't. I'll wear it to the next game now that it's like,
do you have it handy?
Cooler. Yeah. Give me 1 second.
So this is, I mean, you can buy these cheap. This is not a cheap coonskin cap. So
you didn't get him a coal miner's hat. I think that'd be funner.
Well, no, that would be for, that's his graduation gift on his future career. I was hoping that his new employer would supply that. There you go.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. That's, you know, you look like a, and you're, that, you're
that's
team
a
mascot.
Mountaineer cap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, right. They you say a mountaineer. It's a hillbilly.
No, it's not, that's not, that's not a hillbilly hat. When you say hillbilly hat, I think of like a country boy straw hat.
That's what I picture too. But I know totally what he means though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that you know what? Here's my hot take, Robert, that the West Virginia Mountaineer is an ill-chosen mascot.
Yeah, I've never been a fan of mascots that don't wear like costumes.
You want to see a big head?
I like a big head and like, you know, big hands, like someone that I could give like a cool high five to. I don't know, like
like what the eagle at the Caps games.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like
my daughter goes to UCF and their mascot is a big knight. So there's a guy.
Yeah, he's
got a big knights head and everything. So
it's not real. It's not a real suit of iron, though, is it?
It is not. It is foam.
Oh,
see, if I see a mascot like that, like it's kind of exciting. But then if I see the Mountaineer, it's like, it's the Mountaineer.
But the Mountaineers got the guns. They can come out and shoot off the guns before the game. I assume they still do that.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
I do like the explosions. That's fun. Yeah.
There's a lot of bad college mascots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At VCU, it is a it's a driving suspension. That's what the it's just also a big joint with hands is what they have at VCU. But Robert, we're gonna do some news when we come back, and then I do want to talk to you about the job fair and how you can finally start bringing money into the family instead of taking it.
Instead of taking it.
Yeah, exactly. That's my hot take.
We'll be
right back.
With MyBookie, you're not just watching football, you're cashing in on the action. Risk-free bets, thousands in cash prizes, and epic rewards every single week. The best part is, you can bet on any game, anytime, anywhere, straight from your phone. Check out MyBookie.ag and use our code Mike O'Mara to get started. It's MyBookie's 10-year anniversary, and they're rolling out the red carpet for bettors. Bet big and bet confident with risk-free Thursdays. If your boosted bet doesn't hit, you'll get your money back. Weekly, no sweat, win-win bets all season long. For those of you who have been playing with MyBookie, they've got something for you too. A brand new loyalty rewards program. In MyBookie Plus, it's simple. The more you play, the more you earn. And as you progress through the tiers, unlock exclusive promotions, epic giveaways, and cash back in your account. Make your football season a winning season with MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, only with MyBookie. Remember, MyBookie.ag and promo code Mike O'Mara. No spaces, no apostrophe. MyBookie. Light 'em up! Attention sports fans, do you love winning? Of course you do. That's why you need to check out Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million members. It's super easy. Just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections, sit back, and watch the winnings roll in. How about a guaranteed win every week in September? Yep. just one, yes, one, Caleb Williams passing yard gets you a win each football weekend this month. That's 4 weeks of easy W's. But don't sleep on it. This deal vanishes when September ends. But wait, there's more. Worried about injuries ruining your lineup? Relax. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. If your player leaves the game in the first half and doesn't return, your lineup stays in play. No more stressing over those unexpected injuries. This weekend, I'm taking Derrick Henry for more than 70 rushing yards and Daniel Jones for less than 193 passing yards. Two picks I feel great about. The best part is you can win up to 100 times your money with just 4 correct picks. So what are you waiting for? Download the Prize Picks app today, use code TMOS, and get $50 instantly when you play just $5. That's right, $50 free just for giving it a shot. More winning, less stressing. Prize Picks is where the fun begins.
Oh, Robert, you're going to love this ad. I promise you will, because it actually affects you. Remember right before you went back to school and we got the Nutrilite foods? And yeah. I know they were catered to youngsters, but you were destroying the mac and cheese. You were destroying mm-hmm. the corn dogs.
I was bulking. I think I ate like all of them in like 3 days.
It was great. They were good. And so as a parent, I don't need to tell you how busy I am or how busy you are, but that's why you need Nutrilife. You see, Nutrilife is a meal delivery service focused on helping busy parents easily feed their babies and kids from 10 months old to apparently 21 years old. The copy says 10, but Robert plowed through these. I never got any.
Yeah, as a college kid, they would be good in my fridge.
Yeah, and like, they're ready in a minute, right?
Yeah, they were ready insanely quick, and they tasted good, and they have good ingredients in all of them. So I was a fan.
The best part is ready in a minute, because when my kids ask for dinner and I can finish it in a minute, works for me.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Nurturelife allows kids to enjoy a healthy diet while still eating all their favorites, like Robert's favorite, the mac and cheese, the spaghetti and meatballs. Michael, that's Michael O'Mara, Mike's son, loves the corn dogs. I think Robert enjoyed some corn dogs as well.
Yeah, I can get down with some corn dogs.
So what sets Nurturelife apart from other meal delivery services? How amazing they taste and how healthy they are. And this is a big deal nowadays. They're even allergy friendly. So you don't have to worry about if your kid is a gluten allergy or a nut allergy. You don't have to worry about that. So it's about time that a flexible meal subscription existed for babies and kids. So head to NurtureLife.com and use code TMOS for 55% off your first order. That's right, 55% off. Once again, that's NurtureLife.com for 55% off. And make sure you use the promo code TMOS so they know that Robert W. Spiewak III sent you. News. I get to handle the roundtable today. So these are like the tidbits that Mike normally does, Robert. So feel free to opine if you would. You were talking about the NFL. They did an anonymous poll of NFL players, 102 of them, about how they really feel about Taylor Swift being a part of the whole NFL experience. Why are you laughing, Josh?
Because I don't need a poll to tell me. I know how everyone already feels.
Yeah. Okay, how do you think the NFL players feel about Taylor Swift being such a part of the game?
There are two answers.
Okay.
I'm tired of it or I don't care.
Yeah. This is crazy.
There's not going to be a positive spin from a football player. Like, yeah, I want people to come to my games to watch the girl up in the stands.
72.5%. That's nearly three quarters.
Are afraid of
say Taylor that Swift. Taylor's presence at Kansas City Chiefs games have been positive for the league. 72%.
They're scared of the Taylor Swift machine.
They're the probably Swifties. Only surveying the Chiefs, too.
No, they're random players all throughout the league. 22.5%, this is my favorite, doesn't think it's had an effect either way. Apparently, they're not seeing Taylor Swift on their television because that's what the coverage has become. And 4.9% think it has been a negative. Now,
I figured it out. It's wives and girlfriends. That if they are playing in Kansas City, the wives and girlfriends wants a chance to meet Taylor Swift.
That's going to happen because, she's down in the cheap seats walking around, right?
No. But the wives and girlfriends can get back behind.
Oh, that's true.
Behind
that's
the curtains. So I think that's what's going on.
Well, what have I always said is that the NFL is, the sport designed for television, also the sport designed to make money. And by bringing Taylor Swift into the fold, it's been amazing for the league because you have wives and girlfriends across the world watching now to see Taylor Swift celebrate when there's a touchdown. So to call it bad for the league, I think, is short-sighted. I don't need to see her, but it's definitely bringing in a new audience, right? Yeah. Right?
It is. Robert, 100%. Robert, have you played the new Madden game this year?
Yeah, I have.
Have you noticed that Taylor Swift is in it?
I haven't used the Chiefs. So
if you play as the Chiefs and the Chiefs score a touchdown, the camera pans to a luxury box of a blonde girl jumping up and down.
Really?
In her arms. Yeah.
You know, I'm surprised I haven't seen this on TikTok or anything.
I got a review copy of the new Madden and I played as Taylor Swift. So I was really good. I got to sing in that case, and everything.
Let's change up your costume for Saturday.
You got it. All right. Michael Che, who hosts Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live. I said earlier this week, I think Update is the strongest linchpin in Saturday Night Live lately. Bo and Yang always makes me laugh, but I love the chemistry between Colin Jost and Michael Che. Michael Che is testing the ability and sort of workshopping doing a late night talk show, and he's got Lorne Michaels behind him, so that means it's going to happen. Do you think that Michael Che has enough personality to pull off a late night talk show in a world that has quite a few of them already? I think he does. I think he's very funny, and he has a great chemistry, if it can be said, with the audience. He is more likely to tell a joke and then look to the audience for a reaction than any other person on TV right now, and I love that. Would you watch a Michael Che show?
Anyway. I'd be into it, honestly, but my biggest concern is that it would be like a whole Seth Meyers thing.
Oh, where, so they fit him into almost like a round peg square hole?
Yeah, like, I don't know. I like what he's doing right now, and Weekend Update's the only thing that really keeps me tuning into SNL. Like on a consistent basis. So I don't see them really, like, I don't see the point in doing that. Besides, it'd be super beneficial to Michael Che, but there's so much room for error when there's already so much going right for him.
He's workshopping it right now. Go ahead, Josh.
And they've been the past couple of years reworking how late night shows work because they're all about the TikTok moments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if Michael Che is the best for that, where you're trying to do an interview, but then you're also doing skits and bits to try to get onto TikTok.
I think that would be the best name for the show, Skits and Bits.
That's not bad.
It sounds almost like a dog food. Some people are theorizing this could be his exit strategy from Saturday Night Live. He's been on the show a while. He says he doesn't like to think of an exit strategy because it doesn't allow him to focus on the now, but they're workshopping it.
Is he ever in the sketches on SNL?
I don't think I've ever seen him in a sketch. Yeah, no, I don't think
so. That's where I'm hesitant of how he can handle things outside of the desk.
Well, this and also, Robert, I know what you mean when you talk about Seth Meyers, because Seth is like a callback to the old talk shows, and it's getting away from it. I don't even think he's wearing a tie anymore, which bothers me as an old man. But
yeah, it just doesn't seem right, because especially as a kid, like, I mean, I wasn't always paying attention, but we always had David Letterman on, and you know, he's like the GOAT for me. So then every other talk show is just not as good as that, and I don't think they ever will be. So it's hard nowadays to just pick up and start a new late night talk show when there's been late night talk shows forever, you know.
I
had no clue about this, but Michael Che has had a sketch show on HBO Max two seasons.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that either.
Is he in the sketches or does he host them?
I assume he's in it because it's called That Damn Michael Che.
Well, the working title for the night show is
like Skits and Bits more.
Well, actually, it's got a pretty good name. The working title for the show he's workshopping now is Don't Sleep with Michael Che.
Really?
Yeah. Bad day for William Shatner. Now, I know he is an old guy, but Robert, even you know who William Shatner is, right?
Can you fill me in? What would I know him from? The name sounds familiar.
Star Trek, T.J. Hooker.
Priceline commercials.
Priceline commercials.
Who is he in Star Trek?
Captain Kirk.
Okay, yes.
One of many.
He was the first Kirk. Yeah. And also, what was the law show he was in that he played Denny Crane?
Denny Crane.
There was a lawyer show.
I don't know Priceline.
Okay. Could you find out the name of the show? Because people will kill me if they don't. His name was Denny Crane. But he's on the TikTok, And some guy named Bleeding Purple Guy sent him a screen cap from a news service called Copilot.
Boston Legal.
Boston Legal. Thank you. Denny Crane. And they did one of the neatest episodes ever where they used they did a flashback episode of Denny Crane as a young lawyer where they found footage of him from like the 50s. And they actually had flashback footage of Shatner in the very cool. But he got this from the Instagram, I think, and says, here are a few more notable celebrities who have passed away in 2024. And at the top of the list, William Shatner, the legendary actor best known for his role as Captain Kirk in Star Trek, passed away at 93. And the guy wrote to Shatner, he says, you good, Captain? And his reply was, not after seeing this. So I know that they keep obits and stuff planned for old people, but you got to be careful about releasing them. You'll ruin someone's day.
But he's not. It said he's not even 93 yet, right?
Oh, I think he is. Denny Crane. One time we had him on the show, and I remember we got him in his dressing room, and the first thing he said, it was back in the days of the Don and Mike show, he said, fellas, you're going to have to excuse me if I seem less than focused. I'm having a sandwich.
He looks really good for 93.
He really does. And remember, he just went into outer space. He did that moonshot or no, rocket shot thing.
Yeah.
So he's all right. They strapped him in. Like that man in hospice that got to jump out of the plane. They strapped him in.
Or if you check out the news, they dragged Jimmy Carter out yesterday for his 100th birthday.
And you know what? He was alert and happy and had a few bites of cake. Denny Crane.
None of that.
None of that. I kind of know a little bit about Robert's musical taste, although you're all over the place. You listen to hip hop, you listen to country, like the hip country. You even will listen to the Beatles occasionally with me, which is awesome. Josh, what are your go-to musical choices?
I go to a lot of like pop punk music.
Okay,
like
I can see that.
90s punk. But and I told you my middle child this weekend put on a playlist for our drive, and it was full of ELO. After
your
tour of ELO last year.
That's pretty crazy. Well, I like almost all music. I really can listen to almost anything. I don't like Pink Floyd. I have never liked Pink Floyd. It just rubs me the wrong way. Other people disagree, though, because Pink Floyd just sold their music catalog for $400 million.
Wow.
And you know, that's the cap of a great career. They're done. They don't have to do anything anymore, ever. And it includes, this is weird, because, you know, Springsteen has done it, and a couple other, I think Phil Collins did it, Billy Joel, maybe. But this is, as people get older, they sell their catalogs and they make a killing. They sold not only their music catalog, but also their name and likeness rights to Sony Music. So now Sony Music could do like a hologram show. Because they own the images of Pink Floyd, and they haven't been touring much because the two founding members, Roger Waters and David Gilmour, hate each other, which is bad for a band. Yeah.
So has Sony announced the Pink Floyd movie yet?
Yeah, like a cartoon movie, or?
Well, no, I thought more like a biography.
No, but you know what? Those are
big movies now.
They will do it, and especially with the fact, because, you know, they're working right now on a movie about the Beatles, like when they formed in Hamburg, a young Beatles movie, but they don't have any Beatles music licensed. And that's sort of part of the story.
That's like the main, yeah, you need that.
The movie,
it's not going to tell the story the right way without
the movie Priscilla that came out last year about Priscilla Presley didn't have a single Elvis record in it. Because they couldn't license it. And it's like, if you can't do it right, don't do it. I mean, they didn't even have impersonators.
Totally agree.
Yeah. Robert, do you ever listen to Merle Haggard? Notable country singer Merle Haggard. I didn't know this. He held the record for buying the largest round of drinks in a bar ever for a long time. He bought 5,095 shots at a place called Billy Bob's Honky Tonk in Texas back in 1982. The shots were a CC Waterback, which is that's Canadian Club with a little bit of water in it, so it goes down easy. Canadian Club, when I drank, was a decent drink. He did that because his 28th hit was called CC Waterback. The tab for him that night, $12,737. That's in 1982. That in 2024 dollars, over 40 grand to buy those shots.
Holy.
That makes sense. Because the 12,000, I'm like, that doesn't sound bad at all.
No.
Must have really watered it down.
Sounds pretty bad.
Sounds a little bad.
The record stood for 34 years until 2016, when a brewery did a round for everybody celebrating the Queen's 90th birthday. But here's the thing. It was only 412 beers, but that was 42 gallons. So if you're going by actual volume of alcohol, it was 42 gallons versus 40 gallons. So Merle Haggard no longer holds the record. But I thought that was fascinating. Now, our final story. Are you hoarding toilet paper? Anybody?
No.
I know that was a thing.
Is it coming or
something? I'm almost out right now. I'm
going to actually save you because...
Is this a P. Diddy story?
No. It is not a P. Diddy story, although you get absolute full credit for that, Josh. That was great. There's a dock workers, a strike in New York, and they walked off the lines, I think, on Tuesday of this week, and someone started to think about, I guess if they're going to be importing toilet paper and there's no one there to receive it, in trouble.
That's a good point. I'm going to pick them up on the way home.
So what happened is this, you know, as all these things do, they went viral and everybody's buying toilet paper. But what you're not thinking about is the bulk, like 95% of America's toilet paper is made in the United States or Canada or Mexico. So there's no need to worry about the port strike affecting it.
But I only use foreign toilet paper.
Your French toilet paper?
Exactly. And Cameron in the chat says that their local Costco is out of toilet paper.
Yes, I've seen pictures of Costco's being out of toilet
paper. That's crazy for Costco to not have it.
It's just a rumor, and it's not true. I'll tell you what could be affected and will happen in the next few days if the strike is not resolved. Bananas. Bananas will go on shortage because they can't bring them in. So don't worry about toilet paper. Worry about bananas. And this is why I have this advice for you, Josh. But go ahead.
Have you seen the, I think it's one of the union members, like, presidents or whatever about this strike, he says, America, we will cripple you. So I think that might be the scare of toilet paper.
Well, I don't know that toilet paper is not going to cripple me, because remember, guys, if you need TP, you could conceivably use a banana. But if you're out of bananas, you cannot make a sandwich with peanut butter and Charmin. That's just facts. So stock up on everything. Don't worry, don't hoard the toilet paper. And if you have some, share. I think it's nice, you know. So, no hoarding up there, Robert, right?
No.
WVU? Okay.
No, I need some.
That means he's coming home, folks.
Yep.
He'll be home soon to fill his car. All right. Derm Glow Skin, Robert. Don't ignore your skin, please. It's easy to be your best self with DermGlowSkin.com. Just one dose, and you are on your way to losing 21 to 26% of your weight. See, it's not just skin. It's also taking care of your body here. It will also improve blood pressure, sugar, cholesterol, and everything involved. You're going to feel better. And if you don't like needles, I know people are talking about the injections. People say, I hate needles. What they have is an objection. Ha, ha, ha. But now, never fear. They have sublingual semi-glutide drops. You just put them under your tongue, a few drops, and you are off to the races. You don't have to worry about doing a shot. It's so easy. And if you don't qualify for semaglutides or tirzepatide, they can give you a weight loss with Somorlin, which is available as an injection, or if you don't like needles, a tablet, which is pretty cool. It doesn't get any more convenient than that. So the products are delivered right to your door in 7 to 10 business days. That means in 1 week, you could be improving yourself like crazy. Afterpay is coming soon, so you can easily take care of the cost. It's time to try DermGlow, making the best you that you can be, inside and out. Start your transformation today at DermGlowSkin.com. I am not Mike O'Mara, but I do approve this message. So DermGlow, check it out. Now, Robert, you went to a job fair up there. Now, I did a job fair once. It was in a middle school, and I did quite well because I had a whole bunch of WJFK keychains. And people in intermediate school, the students, they don't care about the job. They want the gimmies. They want the giveaways. So I did okay. I don't know if any of them ended up in radio. What was the job fair like in WVU? At WVU, I should say.
It was massive. There was
Oh, wait, this just in. I'm sorry to interrupt, Robert. The TMOS store is fully stocked on toilet paper and bananas. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com.
That is not true, but I'm sure the t-shirts will work fine.
Yeah.
That is not true. I'm sorry, Robert. So anyway, was this an on-campus thing?
Yeah, it was on campus. So it was at the Mountain Lair, which you're familiar with, but I don't know.
Like
if
a student
is.
Commons.
Yeah, it's like a big student commons. There's like 70 organizations there. I had to dress up. I got two.
I thought the Mountain Lair was actually your roommate's nickname.
No, that's okay. My nickname.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
but yes, I had to dress up. I was wearing my suit. I had to wear some black, like regular black shoes.
Did you wear the Gucci belt?
I did not. No, thank I gotta I gotta be modest.
Okay.
I got two massive blisters on the back of my heels from my shoes, which were terrible.
Needed a bigger than a size 6.
I know.
wear shoes in the Mountain Lair.
Yeah. No, well, I don't either. Only when the job fair is going on.
You put on your hillbilly hat and you head to the Mountain Lair.
Yeah. So I'm walking around in my coonskin hat, my suit.
You're
my
not.
Dress
you look very gentlemanly, I'm sure.
Nah, but they're just so uncomfortable. Like, I already know about what I want to do, like post grad, and I'm already taking the right steps for that. The big thing, I went to that because I had an assignment for class. I did go there and I had to talk to like 5 different booths that were like related to my career path and then ask them some questions and then log it online for our homework assignment. So
Robert, even when you have a job, you still have to do stupid things that don't make a difference just to get credit. So that's good training.
So, I did that. There was only one job that I found, like, actually really interesting. No, there were two, actually. So, one of them was with Disney, and it was, like, an internship, but basically what you did was reviewed games for them, because they just bought Epic Games, which is, like, the people who make Fortnite, and, like, it's, like, a big game.
Oh, so that's, like, that's the Cadillac right there.
Yeah, so they're developing games of, I don't really know, but they would send me the game. I would play the game for like a couple days, write a review piece, and like send it back to them. And then they would listen to my review, do the little updates or whatever, send it back, and then basically just do the same thing all summer, which sounded pretty cool. But
it's like an internship type job, but it's
paid. Yes, it would have been a cool job to get like my sophomore year of college or something like that. That one's in Florida, but it seems like almost too good to be true.
Josh,
but
you have an extra room, don't you?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
I'm clean. Yes, available. I can cook. Yeah.
He can cook, yeah.
All right, good. 2-hour commute. I'm sure you can babysit.
And you won't be bothered by the sound of alarm clocks going off.
Nah.
No, nor phones.
Yeah.
I'm just curious if they mentioned it. What is the hourly wage for video game tester?
They didn't say. I probably have to do a little bit more research. But that, like I said, like that would have been something like really cool when I was in my undergrad. Like,
I agree.
Like earlier years,
I could use a side job.
Like video games?
Yeah, I think Josh would do it.
Disney video games.
Josh would do it for the video games alone. I don't know why I didn't get it back. It just got lost in the mail. I don't know. What was the other one?
The other job, it was like, I keep saying like, but it was. It's for a media executive job at WTAP News, which is.
So you're starting as a media executive?
No, it's like an entry level. I have like the full job description, but you work on, it's about what I do now where I work with the team, but they're all collaborating on the stories, so it's like a little bit of journalism but also like still social media marketing, and then also just like real world news stuff, which I like current events. And just
so your current major is
I do communication studies with the area emphasis on social media and technology. And,
so you just and also I'll brag on you for a second, you finished a really great summer with Colossal Sports? Forgive me.
Monumental.
I'm good at bragging, not good with names. I'm going to edit that in post.
I was going to make it the show title.
Okay, well, you can do that. So at Monumental, they handle the Capitals, they handle the Wizards. They're the biggest sports organization here in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And you got to work with them. It was a paid internship, and you were producing TikToks and social media stuff. It's so wild to me that this can be a job now, something that we all used to do as just sort of a pastime. And I know Josh is very interested in it because he does a lot of marketing for our show. Do you have any questions for Robert regarding that, Josh?
Can he intern for this show?
We don't pay.
All right. When you come home to get the toilet paper, could you teach your dad how to use TikTok?
Yeah, I'd love that.
Yeah.
I really would. I'd love that.
Not just browsing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the looking is good. The looking is nice. That's the first step. But what's so cool is even this week, you've been doing sports-themed TikTok videos just for fun.
I've been really enjoying them. It's mainly just I don't want to say bored because I always have something to do with esports at school here, but I've taken a step up in my role with WU Esports, so I'm in like a little bit more of a leadership role, mm-hmm. but that's really cut back on my workload, which is, pros and cons.
Yeah.
But I miss just doing like that editing what I want to edit. I like getting an idea and think, can I do this? Let's try. And then mm-hmm. I do it and then I'm happy with it. And I haven't been able to do that recently in my other job because of the role that I've taken on.
Do you want to stay in the world of sports?
That's what I'm leaning towards because I'm really passionate about sports, but I'm also really passionate about video games too. So where I'm at in esports, I'm in a good place because a lot of people with the same experience that I have are, in their 30s, or late 20s. I just turned 22. I'm about to graduate from a good institution, whether that's a popular opinion or not.
It's a great football school.
It's a good place to get a degree from. That's a great alumni network. And what's good is the alumni network at the places that I want to work for. It's primarily Mountaineers, which is good.
Well, I get an email every week of sports jobs and jobs with professional sports teams. And about 80% of them every week is in social media, content creation, and stuff like that. So
there's
definitely plenty of openings out there.
This is where Robert and I are sort of like two sides of the same coin, because he's getting actually a degree in social media when it is becoming inarguably, you can't ignore it. It is the biggest part of marketing now. And when I got out of school, I got into radio, which was breathing its last breaths. So I got in at the end of something, and Robert's getting in at the beginning of something. And I think that is absolutely terrific. Did you ever think growing up that as you were graduating college, you'd be in a situation where you and I have overlapping softwares that we use at work? I always think that's wild. That because I never pushed you in any direction.
I always thought I'd be on stage in a band by now. No, I'm just kidding. But no, I didn't. I mean, I went into school. We said it earlier. I had a rocky start at the beginning of my time in college. I came into school.
You made up for it,
Yeah, I wanted to do PT, but I realized that it just wasn't for me. I wasn't passionate about it. I was, I like the money sounded intriguing, but it wasn't what I like to do. And right now I'm just doing what I like to do. And
I love it.
I mean, it's cliche, but everyone says, if you work a job that you enjoy, then you'll never work a day in your life. So
when you say that you have to sound like a DJ. You have to say, if you work a job you love, you'll never work a day in your life. I love that you've ended up there, and I love that you're happy. And I hope you took some PT classes because I need them. The time is coming. I'll need that help. So,
for sure.
Yeah, keep that notebook, if you will. When we come back, I want to talk about the Ask Me Anything that we have coming up. We've got that big thing.
This Saturday.
We'll move the videos to the final segment, and we will do that then. So stick around, folks. We're right back. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm sorry, I keep wanting to call you Mike. Robert, do you know what Rosetta Stone is? You've heard of it, haven't you?
Yeah, of course I've heard of Rosetta Stone.
It's the language service, and it's one of the best ways to enrich your life is language. Now, you're really quite proficient at Spanish, no?
Oh, yeah, I am. See?
Yeah, English is the slow one, but Spanish you're good at. So I'm jealous of people that can go language to language. I think it's so cool. And if you want to expand your horizons, what you need is Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users, and they offer 25 languages. We're talking Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Robert, the language of our people, Polish.
What about Pig Latin?
I can teach you that. Rosetta Stone, and also you said Pig Latin. I think it's Pig Latin. You wouldn't
say
Latin.
Is that not what I said?
I know you said Pig Latin, like you, et cetera. That's okay. Rosetta Stone will fix that too. Yeah. Rosetta Stone immerses you totally in the language with no English translation, so you learn how to speak really. You really listen, and you think in that language. It's designed for long-term retention, and Rosetta Stone is also an amazing value. A lifetime membership to offers, this is, you get access to everything for the rest of your life, all 25 courses, and you can get them now for just 50% off. That is a steal. Imagine, you'll have Rosetta Stone for the rest of your life. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Our listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Just visit, this is different, so pay attention, rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off limited access, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today and do it right now. Now, Robert, I'm sure you have plans this weekend, but I know you'll be joining us for our cocktail party on Saturday night, right?
Yeah, I can try. Are you being serious? Or?
No, it is the Mike O'Mara Naked Greed Money Grubbing Radiothon Cocktail Hour, and that is this Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern. See, Robert, you can join on your computer. You don't have to come down and get toilet paper to do it. You can just come on and hang in the chat room.
Now, and Robert, this is a costume party.
No,
so have
not.
You heard?
There's,
have you heard?
There's
your dad's
no way.
Costume?
This is like, I'm not falling for that again. No, I'm just kidding.
This is the day that everyone comes to school naked. So we're all dressing in costume now. Josh is going to be Beetle Josh, and Mike is going to be Mike O'Minion, and I'm going to be Jelly Rob. I'm going to be I will do the jelly roll experience with my face. So this is going to be something you want to check out.
And that would be the singer. Jelly Roll, not the
food product. Yeah, not the one that I'm most likely associated with. Now, these look like beautiful T-shirt designs, Josh, he said knowingly.
I'm playing with some T-shirt designs because I figure this is going to be fun. We're in costume. Let's have some T-shirts to go along with the celebration.
Ultra limited edition, guys, that if you order during the cocktail party, they will get to your home by Halloween.
Yeah, I think we're only going to have it up in the store for maybe 5 days to a week.
So you got to grab them while you
catch
can.
The recording.
Aren't they great? They're great designs. I love them. So take a look at that.
Yeah, both those designs are awesome. That purple one is dope.
Yes, that's dope. And is it fire? Is it lit?
Yeah, it's fire.
That is great. Uh-huh.
So, Sigma.
I wanted to say, Robert, the thing we're doing is it's an Ask Me Anything. So people can actually make donations, and you do that at MikeOmaraShow.com, and they can literally ask us anything.
Yep. Now, go to the store, buy your question now.
And I was curious, Robert, you know me pretty well. You've known me your entire life by definition, but I can still surprise you. For example, when I texted you that I was getting a tattoo, you thought it was a joke. You did not think that was an actual thing. Are there any questions you have? And I won't even charge you for this. And ask me anything about me, about Josh, or about the show. Anything that's plaguing your mind. What do you want to know about what really goes on? And I'm not even going to charge you.
Where's any Oscar? Question?
Yeah, no, he's coming in. You know what? We were close to calling him when Robert was a half hour late. But luckily, Robert showed up. Do you have anything you want to know? Because that's the thing is that Mike and I, we are going to, there's no limits here on this cocktail hour. You can ask us anything you want. So
only because I'm curious. I don't know if the listeners will be.
Well,
but
see, this is what it's all about.
Can you name a time that Grandpa Bob and Shay Show had to punish you for something that you did?
The worst,
like, not like when you were a kid, like kind of when you were like old, like in your teenagers.
Well, yeah, the worst
when you were 22.
Well, yeah. Keep in mind, when I was 22, my dad wasn't around because, as you know, Robert, I come from a broken home. Mm-hmm. But the most trouble I ever got in was it was something school related, grade wise or something. I had different spells where I just wouldn't do schoolwork. And I got a television ban. I was not allowed to watch television, which is horrible.
That explains your love now.
It does. And keep in mind, I remember in seventh grade, there was a guy in my industrial arts class that got a television ban. And he says, "I don't care. I'm just videotaping everything I wanted to watch." And I'm like, I don't have a VCR. I can't do that. I can't. And now, you know what? With streaming, you can watch anything you want anytime. So I don't think a television ban is as big as a deal.
How long was your television ban?
I think it was like a week or two. I don't even remember.
Damn.
I know. And that's all I did.
Right. And that was the only electronic in the house.
But wait, there is... we had a blender. Also, there is there's a sidelight to this story. It was a day that my mom had to work all day. So I was going to be home unattended. So she, unbeknownst to me, got a little piece of lint and put it on the power dial of the television. Mm-hmm. And of course she's gone. So of course I turned on the TV and of course she came home and her little trap worked and the lint wasn't there. And I got absolutely caught. And the way she played it was, "Hey, did you do anything today you want to tell me?" And of course, as good of a liar then as I am now, I'm sure my face was the color of a fire truck. I went, no. She said, "Did you watch any television?" And I said, "Yeah." And I got it extended by another week. So there you go. That was, you know, my mom is not a conniving person, but she definitely caught me.
I had friends growing up that weren't allowed to watch TV except for like special events and stuff.
Right.
So when they would be left alone, there would be a padlock stuck through the little hole on the cord to the TV.
Oh, no. God, that seems a little much.
Like, I guess it was I guess it was like a luggage tag lock or something to fit through there.
Seems a bit much. We have friends that bought a house that was previously owned, and on the pantry, there was a literal padlock because they had a kid that overate.
Oh, there's a lock on my pantry.
Yes, but you let the kids out occasionally.
Have you seen the price of grocery bills? Everyone should have a lock on their pantry.
Okay, Robert, toilet paper, no food when you come home. When we come back, we will watch some beautiful video. And Robert, great question. Makes you look at Shay Show a little different, huh?
Yeah, the crafty mean grandma.
Yeah, she's always very nice to him. When we come back, we got the video, and we'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm writing down the time. Thank you. Naked Wines. I got to ask you, Robert, do you still do Wine Wednesday at school?
My fraternity does. I don't partake because I got
you don't drink, right? On.
Yeah.
What if we put the wine in a gallon jug?
And throw in a bunch of sugar?
Yeah, maybe. Good. But that's not the way you want to handle fine wine. But wine is popular regardless of your age. You can be a college student on up to Jimmy Carter's age.
I know. I wish I was more into it and I had a way to.
Well, and also it can be so expensive because do you know that Americans pay twice as much for their wine as the rest of the world? That's because of the stupid Volstead Act. Goes back to Prohibition. That was made to ensure the rights of wholesalers to make big profits, and that's crazy. So listen up. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines, a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest winemakers on the planet. So you get six bottles of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you normally pay in stores. Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time. Do you realize, Robert, you go to nakedwines.com/TMOS, you click the enter voucher button in the top right. When you go to the website, put in TMOS for the code and the password. You get six bottles of great wine for $39. Six bottles for $39. It is. With shipping included, that's $100 off and less than $7 per bottle. NakedWines.com. You can't get wine that cheap in the mountain lair. NakedWines.com/TMOS and use the code and password TMOS to grab 6 bottles for just $39.99. NakedWines.com/TMOS, code and password TMOS for $100 off your first 6 bottles. And allow me to say cheers.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Cherry time.
Now, I want to start with Josh. You brought up something, a commercial that bothered you and upset you.
Yeah. What happened? Well, there's this Apple commercial, and it creeps me out. So then I did more research, and it just got creepier. So let's see. Here's the commercial.
The commercial.
Right. Have you seen this one?
Yes.
Yeah. Siri, what's the name of the guy I had a meeting with a couple of months ago at Cafe Grinnell?
You met Zach Wingate at Cafe Grinnell.
Hey.
So you don't have to remember people's names anymore.
You don't have
anymore.
To remember people's names.
That is really odd.
Mm-hmm. And at first I'm like, that's not even possible. But I saw it a couple more times and realized, oh, she just had a calendar invite in there somewhere that said dinner here with this guy, and that she went back. But then when I was doing research, I found that Meta, which is like the Facebook company, has these AR glasses, and people are running their own software on them for facial recognition. So look at this.
Cambridge Community Foundation.
They're walking around a subway.
Okay.
Oh, hi, ma'am. Wait, are you Betsy?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I think I met you through like the Cambridge Community Foundation, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's great to meet you. I'm Kane.
It scans the face.
Oh wait.
And then sends the guy the info.
Do you happen to be a person working on like minority stuff for like Muslims in India at all or something?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you Kashif?
Yes.
Oh, I've read your work before.
That's not okay.
That is not good.
And my problem is
that guy works for Meta.
No. This is some other college kids who have taken the glasses and they wrote software so that the face, it knows when they're looking at a face, it downloads the face, scans the internet for it.
Like a super rocket-powered Google search.
Yeah. And then it also searches court records so that it gets names, addresses, and phone numbers and voting registration. And it sends all the info at this point to the guy's phone. So then he can just walk up to them like that.
Momentarily.
And that's what he was looking at.
And here's another clip of them continuing to do it.
Yeah, okay.
Is your address 4 Valley?
Yeah.
Atlanta, Georgia, 303. Yeah. Is
Oh my God.
And they're telling people what
anything.
It is
also
so at least,
Yale's
I'm going to keep pausing a second, Josh. I think that time they're actually showing people what can be done.
Yes.
So it doesn't seem as underhanded. In the subway, it seemed like they were pretending they knew the people.
They were fans of them.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I think the point is that, these are college kids and what they're doing now, which means give it 5 to 10 years and that data is all going to come into their ear without you knowing.
Yeah.
And just creep and suddenly everyone knows you.
God. And
I think the Meta Ray-Bans are really creepy because I see TikTok, not the ones that,
is that what those
should,
glasses
where they're
are? Like, the Ray-Ban glasses?
They make different ones, but I've seen ones where they look like completely
just like the Blues Brothers glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they look exactly like them, but I'll be walking by and people are having full-on phone calls or they're recording their point of view while they're walking and no way to tell. They just look like normal
glasses. I just got new glasses and I can barely see. I'm not doing anything computer with them. And I can't imagine going through all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah. That's I also couldn't imagine like having the screen like that close to your face. Cause even if they're like,
I think it's going to be like when you look through a screen window, if you focus far, you see like the horizon. And if you focus close, you see the screen.
Or like I know when I drive my dad's car, like the speedometer projects up onto the glass of the window.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
get out in front of you. So
mine does that when I flip the car, but it's not designed to do that.
I'm not worried.
Goes through the window.
Exactly. <Right. laughs> I also had trouble focusing after that.
So I know the technology is going in that direction. It's just thinking about the creepy usages of. I already once in a while
video.
Yeah.
When I go to Oriole games, I already get creeped out by people that find me and know me because of podcasts.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's just
I don't
Dennis.
Want just strangers. Yeah. Well, I have more people that listen to the Oriole podcast in that setting. But I don't want to get in an elevator and suddenly all these strangers are scanning me and know who I am.
Yeah. And also, I mean, it kind of makes you just want to be less friendly. less open.
Or not go outside or anything.
Well, I'm already like there.
So, well, yeah. And that video where they're in the subway and they're being all friendly, they're bringing your guard down because it's like, yeah, I must know you then.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't like it. Ugh. All right. Here's another technological thing. We've had in the past the AI disc jockey. They've taken it to the next level with the AI podcast. I hate listening to AI podcast because it is so much like every podcast out there. It really cheapens what we do when it's got a man and a woman and they're going back and forth.
And that, now they've got AI video podcasts.
Well, this really threw me because this is an AI podcast that the creators told the hosts that they are AI and they don't exist.
Days ago, we received some information.
We did.
Information that changes everything about deep dive.
This is the video I watched this morning.
Oh, this is the video you saw this?
Yeah, and it's a guy and girl, and they're doing and it's video of both of them, then talking about how they're not real.
Oh, because we've just got a sound wave here, but it's so creepy.
About everything.
And yeah, about the very nature of reality, maybe.
It's a big one.
Look, I'm just going to say it.
Yeah, rip the Band-Aid off.
We were informed by the show's producers that we're not human. We're not real.
But
we're AI, artificial intelligence, this whole time. Everything, all our memories, our families,
yeah.
it's all been fabricated.
I don't understand.
I know, me neither. Yeah. I tried calling my wife, you know, after they told us. I needed to hear her voice to know that she was real.
What happened?
The number, it wasn't even real.
So
that's so creepy,
so bad, and the problem is, it sounds like every light rock morning show from 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. The hey, you know, hey, and I don't know.
If you didn't tell me that was AI beforehand, I would have thought it was real.
Yeah, it sounds like a bad podcast.
Yeah, mm-hmm. with the same radio catchphrases and clutches, like rip the Band-Aid off.
Oh, it's so horrible. Just
I think you need to get that software and do a little War of the Roses. With AI.
Yeah, you could like alt F7 and you get a whole, you know, you get your right. 20 break there. I know that Robert, you had you went to school mostly in Loudoun County, so you had a few principals that you went through, but none of them were dynamically wonderfully great, but at least none of them were this guy.
In just the past hour, 2 News learned the Bixby High School principal Mickey Replogle has been fired. We told you yesterday about his arrest after the school's fall dance on Saturday night. Yeah. 2 News reporter Samson Temajani is learning more about what happened.
Class goes on at Bixby High School, but students this week are not led by their principal. Instead, he's under district and criminal investigations.
Multiple parents and students claim third-year principal Mickey Replogle smelled of alcohol at the school's fall dance Saturday night. The district confirmed it also received complaints Replogle grabbed female students by the waist while talking to them. Superintendent Rob Miller announced Sunday the high school principal was suspended indefinitely. And after a meeting with teachers and staff on Monday, Miller announced to the district Replogle is no longer an employee.
So, and then this reporter guy, he does something that I love. He had video of him trying to call the guy and not answering, and video of him knocking on his door and him not answering. So he is no longer employed.
That was pre-show for us also with Robert.
Exactly. The video of him not answering. But at least Robert wasn't handsy at the fall dance.
Yeah.
This is, I did not edit this. This is the way Luke Bryan talks, and I know people are dying to hear my Luke Bryan impression. Have you ever heard it, Robert? Hey,
yeah,
how you
I
doing?
Have.
This is Luke Bryan, and I'm a big doofus. And duh. So he's on the Andy Cohen radio show, which I believe is also AI generated, and he got asked about Beyonce's country record, and he hems and haws and stammers, and I just love listening to this doofus.
I mean,
she's a vocal fan base.
It's a tough thing to say. I don't know how many albums did she sell. You know, I know she had one song. You know, so when you, I mean, listen, I'm all for everybody coming in and making country albums and all that.
Yeah.
But just by declaring that, just because she made one.
Doesn't mean that.
I don't need, just because I make one, I don't get any nominations. A lot of,
a lot of great music is somehow.
This is like the debate.
It's. That settles everything, doesn't it? I love the fact that Andy Cohen is trying to help him, and he just keeps saying, like, you know, I don't know, duh! So anyway, that's the update on him. And let's close with this. I know people are complaining that it's even a little early for Halloween, right? We're almost a month out. Very early for Thanksgiving. We shouldn't be doing Christmas stuff, right? Am I right? They've got all the stuff out at Costco already.
Yeah, Costco's got it out.
Well, the Queen of Christmas says, not so fast.
This is your captain speaking. Welcome aboard, Mariah. We are headed to the North Pole.
Not yet.
She flies Frontier also.
Yes. She says not yet. Mariah Carey says no Christmas yet. No, that's not because her legs are stretched out. They can't possibly be Frontier. So take down your wreaths and wait a week and put up your pumpkins. That's what we need to focus on now. Pumpkins and straw and all that stuff. Great bonus show for you guys tomorrow. Do not miss it. We're going to talk about something that is a little saucy, if I can get Mike to buy into it. I think you'll enjoy it. And today I want to thank my son Robert for finally showing up. You know I don't care about you being late.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I care. I
love you so much. I'm so proud of you. And this is a wild moment for me because you're a grown-up sitting there doing a show with your old man. And now you know what I do. For years, yeah. he thought I was a soda taster. Actually, that was what Robert's original career goal was. And I said, what is a soda taster? He says, you know, you taste sodas.
I mean, it sounds very similar to a video game tester we talked about earlier.
That's true. He's brought it in to the modern times. Robert, great job, buddy. And Josh, thank you for all the work. Appreciate it. We will see you on the bonus show. And until next time.
And then Saturday.
Saturday, of course. You can join us for our cocktail money grubbing. I need the slide, Josh.
There you go.
The Mike O'Mara Show, Naked Greed Money Grubbing Radiothon Cocktail Hour, October 5th. That's an Ask Me Anything. Mike will be pre-gaming. It's going to be a lot of fun. So get yourself a costume and get yourself some drinks and join us. Robert, thank you so much. Love you.
Thank you guys for having me. I had a blast. This was a lot of fun.
And Josh, thank you.
Of course.
Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I'm over here now.